Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, the 31st of March, 2024. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Peter, VK7PD. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. On 7.14 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. On 14.13 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. On 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. On UHF, CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, Mark, VK7FMAC. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and on VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in Southern VK7. RAOTC News, April broadcast. Further to that mentioned on the WIA National News, this is another reminder about the RAOTC broadcast for Monday, the 1st of April, 2024, at 8 p.m. local time. That's tomorrow night for those listening on Sunday. This broadcast includes some early observations of the new class licensing system. The first technical article asks the question, was Marlon Loomis the true inventor of radio? Marlon Loomis was an American inventor who lived from 1826 to 1886. He performed wireless experiments before Guglielmo Marconi was born. His life history is well worth hearing. The next item is titled, Wireless Power Reaches the Heart. It describes a novel way of powering pacemakers. An early incident of QRM. In June 1903, Ambrose Fleming, inventor of the diode valve, was giving a public demonstration of wireless telegraphy at the Royal Institution on behalf of the Marconi Company, when an adversary by the name of Neville Maskelyne interfered with the experiment in an incident that became known as the Maskelyne Affair. To find out more on these topics, listen at 8 p.m. Monday, local time, over the VK7RAA, VK7RAD statewide network, or at about 8:30 p.m. as a telecast on VK7AX Spectrum Tasmania via the BATC members stream, or in the Ulverston area on 445.5 MHz DATV. Audio feed is available on VK7RDR 439.775 MHz Dazzler range. The date again is April 1st. Callbacks will follow on both networks. Please call in if you are able. This provides the RAOTC Broadcast Committee with an idea of how many are listening to their broadcasts. If you miss the off-air broadcasts, you can listen to the audio file on the RAOTC website. 73 Peter, VK7PD. Statewide News, QSL update. Report from Herman, VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. If you live near another amateur and can collect and deliver their cards to their QTH, that would be a big help. Let me know if you can help. The updated list of QSL cards held as at 29 March 2024 is in the email version of the broadcast. Thank you to those who have been in touch about leaving cards at Reese Club rooms and sending stamps for direct mail-outs. Cards are also in the mail this weekend via VK7DW for NTARC and VK7AN for SOTA Group. If you have any questions re QSL cards, please contact Herman by email, which is herman@aussiemail.com.au. 73 Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inward QSL Bureau. Statewide News. Thursday night SSTV nets. Another quiet night saw the following participants: VK7's ZAB, EV, EKA, FGGT, KT, ZIR, ZSB, and OO all sharing nearly 30 photos. This week's theme was test equipment and featured vintage AVO instruments, a universal measuring bridge type 1, and signal generator type TFM, Tektronix cathode ray oscilloscope or CROWS, one using solid-state electronics and the other, in a very large case, using vacuum tubes. A Trio 1560 and an HP 1222 Crow. BWD 539C Crow displaying single and then dual alpha numerical traces. A Sanwar test oscillator, B&K precision RF generator, and an HP 3400 RMS voltmeter. An IFR 1000 communications service monitor, modern handheld nano VNA or vector network analyzer, and tiny SA or spectrum analyzer. Various audio oscillators, frequency counters, Fluke multimeter, and capacitance testers. A digital readout micrometer, COVID-19 rapid antigen testers, a Kenwood base station and linear amplifier, and for something different, a close-up of the moon and various birds. Remember Ken, VK7KRJ's and Steve, VK700's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. Also, if you missed the net, there are archives of all SSTV nights. These photos can be seen on Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTUC's website under blogs and arranged as weekly nets. There is no theme for next week's nets. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. Ceasing the monthly SSTV net. Hi Tasmanian amateurs, just wanting to notify, I'm cancelling the monthly SSTV net on the fourth Monday of the month, held on the 70cm Mount Duncan repeater. Numbers have dwindled down to only two participants. Thanks to everyone that supported it since its inception on the 26th of July 2022. Regards, Eric VK7EV, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. Equine Endurance Event Incidents, 16th of March, as advised by Rick, VK7 Radio India. Over the years, my involvement in amateur radio has resulted in being asked to help provide communications at various community and sporting events, ranging from equine endurance rides through to bike rides. This has been everything from simply recording that the competitors have passed through that checkpoint or organising a horse float for an injured horse. Recently, I was approached by the Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club to assist with providing safety comms for an upcoming equine endurance event at Sheffield here in VK7. This is an event we have provided comms for previously and featured three different rides where competitors compete in their three endurance rides comprising of an 80K, 40K and 20K rides through forestry and plantation reserves. With the 80K ride commencing at 0700, the day started early by arriving at my checkpoint and setting up early for the first competitors to pass through. With everything set up and awaiting the arrival of the first competitors, I sat back and enjoyed a cup of coffee and the sounds of the bush, expecting this to be like many other times where we would record the times the competitors would pass through our checkpoints and relay that information back to ride base using 2 meters. By 0800, the first riders started emerging at the checkpoint where they would water their horses, have a quick chat, before proceeding off to the next checkpoint. This looked like being the norm for the day. At about 0940, I heard the footsteps of horses heading towards the checkpoint and the voices of riders as they drew closer. I could tell from their conversation that there was something wrong. They stopped at the checkpoint, and at that point, one of the riders said she had a fall from her horse and was suffering from a sore neck. This, along with a cut lip and bloody nose, led to a conclusion that this was a serious situation, especially with a neck injury. I had her carefully dismount and had her sit down and remain still and not move her head. Phone reception was at the best intermittent, so I used the most appropriate tool for the task, my 2-meter radio. A quick call to base to request urgent medical attention. At this stage, the other riders, seeing the situation was in hand, decided to continue on their way, leaving me to deal with the casualty and her horse. Within a few minutes, another ham, Roger, VK7ARM, who had heard the call for assistance, arrived to provide assistance. Roger quickly applied a neck brace to the rider, while I dealt with a very skittish horse who didn't want to stay still. Thankfully, having had a horse and ridden myself, this wasn't too much of an issue. With horse reins in one hand and a microphone in the other, I was able to provide sit reps to base via 2 metres, who had organised for an ambulance to attend and a horse float to load the horse and return it to ride base. The ambulance soon arrived and accessed the patient, who was needing to be taken to hospital for further assessment and treatment. A second ambulance arrived to assist with the transfer of the patient to hospital, as the first ambulance was only manned by one paramedic. By this time, the horse had been loaded in the float and transferred back to base, all of which had been organised through amateur radio. Many amateur radio operators and clubs around Australia have and do provide a vital communication link for various community activities through the use of their own and clubs' equipment. We hope for the best, but are prepared for the worst, and provide a valuable service through our hobby, a hobby which can and does save lives and facilitate emergency medical assistance to those that need when it's needed. If you've never considered helping out at one of these many events around this beautiful country, may I suggest giving it a go. It only takes a few hours of your time, but could make a difference to someone who's in trouble. You don't need any special equipment. In most cases, a mobile 2-metre, 70-centimetre rig is sufficient. The rider sustained a fractured vertebrae in the fall and is expected to make a full recovery and hopes to be back riding again soon. A special thanks to Roger, VK7ARN, and Dave, VK7DC, for their help during this emergency. That came from Rick Polden, VK7RI. Dave, VK7DC, adds to this story. We were advised another competitor got to the finish line and could not get off her horse unaided. She had a broken collarbone. According to her companions, had fallen off her horse but had no recollection of falling off. We were not involved with this incident, but highlights what can happen. Talking later to the organisers, and was told these types of occurrences were most unusual. As advised by Dave, VK7DC, NWTARC. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on Saturday, 6th of April, 2024, at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. Afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items to show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have tea, coffee, etc. available for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or have been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73 Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, NWTARC. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. to 12, at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73L VK7AN. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Last technical night saw an excellent variation and improvement on a particular type of portable antenna mast. Colin VK7ZCF brought in his newest creation to all the members present. Allegedly, it was still in the prototype stage, but it was quite obvious a lot of time and construction and care had already gone into it. Every item, with the exception of the rotator, came from Colin's junk box or the Recycal shop. See, that's why we keep the stuff, just in case one day we need it. The unit is basically 3 sections that can be assembled or disassembled at will, or as transport and storage space dictates. It is made of a hinged base unit, a 4-section telescopic aluminium pole, and the antenna mounting section with rotator. The hinged base is made of 2 different steel box sections, profiles, and fits comfortably into a standard 50mm Heyman Reese towing hitch and is secured with the normal locking pin. The other end of the inserted base incorporates a hinged mast socket that allows the base to be tilted over onto the ground for antenna fitting and adjustment. The mast clamping, tilt lock, flanges and nuts are all steel and TIG welded to a high standard that I reckon even Ross VK7ALH would be impressed with. Final adjustments and clamping is accomplished with stainless steel threaded hex bolts. The actual mast is a four-section telescopic aluminium pole extending to 5 metres. It must have been find of the decade at the local recycle agent for a ridiculously low price of $10. You know, the price you can't pass up for what it is, especially if it is a nice, sturdy, commercial 5-metre telescopic pole. The telescopic sections are locked together with metal pressing buttons that pop into a hole when each section is fully extended. None of those plastic twist-to-title ring versions that eventually seem to lose their enthusiasm for holding anything vertical. The sections start off about 63 millimetres and step down to about 30 millimetres at the top. The antenna section clamps onto the top of the pole and consists of two aluminium tubes. One slides easily within the other and rotates freely. Now for the only purchased new part of the build, a relatively small cylindrical 12-volt motor and gearbox from eBay. This is mounted within the larger diameter of the two tubes. Colin had lathed up an aluminium coupling adapter that sits between and attaches to the gearbox output shaft and the final vertical used for antenna mounting. As a full 12 volts DC, the final mast section rotates about one revolution in 30 seconds. Even though it has a relatively small motor and gearbox, it certainly produces usable torque. The next part of the project is a pulse width controller to vary the rotation speed and a three-position switch for clockwise stop and anti-clockwise rotation. With the exception of the motor and gearbox purchase, everything else was salvaged, repurposed, or came from the junk box. It certainly created a lot of interest and discussion for the night. If you were wondering, yes, Colin can still fully open his rear hatch with the mast in use. So this was either good engineering or good luck, hi-hi. As always, pictures will soon be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast, www.ntarc.net/blogs. Upcoming events, Testnet and TechNet session. Every Wednesday, Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening will be Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC Club Room. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and join us for a cuppa? There is endless tea, coffee, along with biscuits available for a donation. Clubroom gathering to watch the presentation of Universal Time, Wednesday the 3rd of April. Doors will be open by 7 p.m. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. April presentation. A history of UTC and the leap second. This Wednesday night is REST's April presentation night and will be a fascinating presentation from Peter Picorni, VK2EMR. This will be a humorous presentation about how Universal Coordinated Time, UTC, came into existence and why we need leap seconds. There will also be a very timely update from WRC23 as well. Peter attended the World Radio Conference 2023 with Dale Hughes and is well versed in the ITU and WRC behemoth, as he has been involved many years due to the professional maritime background. It will be held this Wednesday night, the 3rd of April 2024, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Room, and will also go out on DVB-T and via REST YouTube channel streaming service. This should be a great night. See you there. 73 REST Committee. April Special Forum. Radio Safety Communications Equine Endurance Events. Ever wondered about going portable in the bush and helping out the Weissen crew with radio and equine endurance checkpoints? We are holding a special forum on Wednesday, 10th of April, from 7:30 p.m. on everything involved with providing radio safety communications. The format will be a short presentation from Roger, VK7ARN, on the basics, and then we'll be opening up the floor to anyone to tell us about their experience and ask any questions. If you have been involved with these events in the past, please come along and relate your experience and what you have learned. The event will be streamed with an open chat channel where we will take questions and go out on DVBT-RF. Wednesday, 10th April 2024, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. See you there, 73 Reist and Wyson Committees. You are listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. May presentation. Save the date. Pop Medhurst A7AH Tasmanian Wireless Pioneer. Reist's May presentation night will be a fascinating presentation on a true Tasmanian telegraphy, telephony, and wireless pioneer, F.W. Pop Medhurst, who started his wireless experimentation as A7AH. It will be held on Wednesday night, the 1st of May 2024, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms, and it will also go out on DVBT-RF and via the Reist YouTube channel streaming service. This should be a great night. See you there. 73 Reist Committee. DATV Experimenters Night. Last Wednesday night, we started with an update from Rex, VK7MO, on auroral propagation from the recent coronal mass ejection event, and this one occurred on an equinox. Thanks, Rex. Steve, VK7OO, showed us his homebrew position indicator for his 6-meter beam made from the junk box, including some dot matrix printer cogs and rubber belts. Thanks, Steve. Justin, VK7TW, then moved to a short history of some of the Australian electronics magazines, specifically the family of magazines starting with the Wireless Weekly that became Radio and Hobbies, then Radio, Television and Hobbies, then became Electronics Australia. We also covered the competitor magazines of RTI, Silicon Chip, Talking Electronics, etc. Steve and Justin then focused on the serviceman's log copy in these magazines. Steve and Justin talked about some of their more interesting service experiences. We have a break of a fortnight, as this week is a presentation night on Wednesday night. See you in a fortnight. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Training and Assessment. Our next Reist Training and Assessment Day is Saturday, 27th April 2024. If you would like to book for the next session, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, Reist Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or via the Reist website contact form. Check out the Reist Foundation licensed training videos that can be found on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. 73 Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net. Daily on 3.640 MHz commencing at 6:30 p.m. ADST. Statewide SSTV Net. Held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55-7 MHz. In the south, VK7RAF 146.65-600 kHz. CTCSS tone 144.3 to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM, one group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute. Southern stations on the even minute. Reist, WAGS. Wednesday, afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist DATV Experimenters Night from around 6 p.m. with show starting at 7:30 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. SOTAR WWFF Group meetings Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC, TestNet and TechNet sessions every Wednesday night testnet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a technet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTARC Coffee Morning this Friday at the NTARC Club Rooms, 10 a.m. to 12 midday. Northwest VK7 Wednesday from 8 p.m. Northwest Tassie Amateur Peter Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7 Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. Northwest Tassie 2 meter DX Net 144.19 USB. Events, REST and NTARC, April 3, 2024, History of UTC and the Leap Second with Peter Picorni, VK2EMR, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain and streamed into the Rochalie Club Rooms. NWTARC, April 6, Club Meeting from 1:30 p.m. at the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. REST, April 10, Equine Endurance Events Forum, Wednesday, 10th April 2024, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. NTARC, April 13, General Club Meeting from 2 p.m. in the NTARC Club Room, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street, Rochalie. REST, May 1, Pop Medhurst, Tasmanian Wireless Pioneer with VK7TW, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain and streamed. REST, May 8, Field Day Forum, Wednesday, 8th May, from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. A reminder to all those people rostered for next week's broadcast, Newsreader VK7RI, Repeaters, REST, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Radio, Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, VK7JH, and VK7DC, 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7JGD, 40 metres VK7DG, 20 metres VK7TPE, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF CB24 VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7, VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 amateur radio news.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News Team, 73 and stay safe, from Peter, VK7PD.